This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning from Charlie, VK5VC, with a message to all who listen to the broadcast relays on either 40 or 80 metres. Due to a perfect storm, three of the relay operators will be unavailable during September. If you can help to relay the broadcast, please contact Trevor, VK5ATQ, on email vk5atq@wia.org.au. If you work any of the soundcar modes, you are already well on the way to being able to relay the broadcast. So if you can help, please contact Trevor on email vk5atq@wia.org.au. Thanks, Charlie.
And now some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. Well, it's that time of the year again when AREG will be holding the annual general meeting on Friday the 16th of August at the Fulham Community Centre, Phelps Court, Fulham, starting at 7:45pm. The AGM will be a recap of the last 12 months of AREG's activities, followed by the election of the new committee. After the AGM, refreshments will be provided and time for everyone to socialise and talk about what exciting projects are in store for the year ahead. YLs, XYLs and visitors are most welcome to attend on the night. I note in your diaries, for this coming Friday, the 16th of August, at 7:45pm at the Fulham Community Centre. Bye for now. Olga, VK5, VOB for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning, this is Mark, VK5QI from the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group. Project Horus is currently planning to hold its next launch on Sunday the 25th of August, weather permitting. Launch is scheduled to occur at 10 a.m. from the usual Mount Barker High School Oval launch site. If you haven't attended one of our launches before, this is a great opportunity to come along and see what's involved firsthand. This flight will be the first of hopefully many more payloads proposed and developed by AREG club members under the Project Horus Member Payload Launch Program. This launch features a payload by Derek, VK5TCP, who is going to fly a Wi-Fi Pineapple, which is a wireless penetration testing device, which will act as a Wi-Fi access point and also log the SSIDs of all Wi-Fi access points that it can see. We'll also be flying the usual Ritchie and Horus binary telemetry payloads, along with a Wennet high-speed imagery payload. For more information on the launch and how to get set up to receive telemetry, check out the blog post at areg.org.au. Until next time, this is Mark, VK5QI, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group and Project Horus.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. One of our AHARS members, Alan Raftree, VK5AR, will be operating at the Cape Jervis Lighthouse on the 17th and 18th of August, and will be on 160 through to 10 metres using a 60 metre wire antenna. His call sign for this operation will be VK5CJL, indicating where he's operating from. He's also planning to be on Air Peninsula operating in the phone section of the Oceana contest on August the 5th and 6th. David, VK5BUG, has also started the ball rolling to get an ILLW operation going in the Merino Conservation Park. He has been joined by John, VK5EMI, and if the weather is suitable, Hans, VK5YX. The call sign VK5BAR has been registered with the ILL website, but Bug may use his own call sign on CW, expecting a lot of CW action from Bug. This contest is also on the 17th and 18th of August. August is going to be a busy time, with two contests on the weekend and a Lara contest on the weekend of the 24th and 25th. Next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on August the 23rd. These lunches start at 12 noon and there's no need to book, just turn up. General meetings start at 7:30 and the presentations are run first before a light supper and then the business part of the meeting last. August the 15th general meeting, we will have Dave Murphy, assisted by Keith Ellison, to tell us about radio and audio pioneers of South Australia. Many of you will remember David's excellent talk about theatre loudspeakers some time ago. The Alara contest is on the weekend of August the 24th and the 25th. Details at http://www.alara.org.au/contests. Do we have any volunteers to run a JOTA event on the weekend of August the 20th and 21st? Email me expressing your interest now, please. I have approached the Girl Guide ladies who run the facility at the site where our shack is situated to see if they can rustle up some interest from local guides and scout troops in our area. A new version of the club calendar is on the website now. This year's Ahearth Buy and Sell will be on Sunday the 3rd of November, and this year it is being held at the Marion RSL. Bookings for a table can be made with Roy Gabriel, VK5NRG, and his email address is vk5nrg@wia.org.au, or Trevor Wrigley, VK5TW, and his email address is vk5tw@wia.org.au. We're planning to have a car boot sale in the car park of the RSL grounds. To sell in the car boot sale, you will still have to have a seller's wristband, and to buy from these sellers, you will have to have a buyer's wristband. You will have to sign in and pay your fees. Sellers can enter the RSL hall from 7 a.m. to set up, and the doors will be open for buyers from 9:30 a.m. The RSL will be catering for the event with a sausage sizzle from about 7 a.m, coffee and tea 7 a.m. to 1 p.m, and coffee and cake from about 10 a.m. The Ahearth Christmas lunch will be at the Blair Hotel again this year, and it will be on the 24th of November. We're still negotiating with the hotel for the menu. We will open bookings as soon as we have the menu. We are planning on having a three-course lunch, and the price should be $40 to $45 a head, with tea and coffee included. Numbers are limited to 60, and the treasurer will be issuing tickets as people book and pay for the dinner. If you do not have a ticket, you'll have to go down the road to Hungry Jack's instead. The January 2020 Ahearth annual picnic will be at the Marion RSL, like last year's very successful picnic. It will be on the 19th of January. Starting time is 10 a.m. onwards. More information on this event when I have finalised plans with the RSL. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au, or you can send me a text message to 0428 835 621. That's all for this week's 73.
Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Colt, VK5HCF, bringing you the weekly updates from the South East Radio Group. Last Friday night, we were lucky enough to have the QRM Guru presentation delivered at our activity night, courtesy of Ian, VK3BUF, and Chris, VK3QB. These two fellas had travelled all the way from Gippsland in Victoria to present this very helpful session to our group, and we thank them for their efforts. We learned a bit about the aims of RASA and what they have been doing to achieve these, and then they launched into the QRM Guru topic. Focusing mainly on the website and how to navigate it, they showed us where to find information on the various types of interference and what they sound like, how to go about finding it, and some helpful tips on how to approach neighbours and or the ACMA to deal with it. They have forms for record keeping and reporting available for download on the relevant pages of the website. They have established a knowledge base on the pages where amateurs who have used the system have reported or even made videos of their efforts to identify, track and eradicate sources of interference, which will prove helpful to those of us who may be trying to rid ourselves of this pest. Ian and Chris presented our group with a very nice satchel containing a QRM Guru loop antenna, which Peter, VK5BE, is going to put together, and a number of other aids in learning how to identify and fight QRM sources. All in all, a very entertaining and informative night, which was well received by the majority of those present. My own personal opinion is that these amateurs very much have the good of the hobby at heart and are doing their best to ensure its future. Anyone who thinks otherwise has, again in my opinion, failed to do their homework. Peter, VK5BE, our club president, is hoping to have the loop built and a more detailed presentation on how to use it at our next activity night in September. I suspect that will be another very interesting evening. The next lot of news from me will be delivered after our AGM, and I am not expecting to be announcing any radical changes in the structure of our group. Time will, of course, tell. Our repeater maintenance group continues to maintain and upgrade our comprehensive system, and all appears to be going quite well at the moment, except for the antenna at Narracourt, which I mentioned last week. The Narracourt Club is making a decision on replacing this antenna and may well have decided already, in which case the project will advance relatively quickly. We have a car rally to help with in a couple of weeks' time, and the Pines Enduro is not very far away either, so we continue to keep ourselves occupied. Our five newly minted foundation licence holders are still waiting patiently for the ACMA to approve their new call signs. Hang in there, fellas, they won't be far away now, we hope. Hi, hi. Well, that's your lot for this week. As always, the members of the South East Radio Group hope that you all have a great week. And I say, 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, one and all. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. Prior to the general meeting last Wednesday, AIM VK5ZD gave a short demonstration on the 10 MHz reference oscillator on the club 10 MHz beacon mounted on the water tower using an FT817 transceiver. He showed the discrepancy between the beacon signal. Very informative. Various members who attended to the amateur radio stand at the Science Alive event last weekend gave their reports on the club's successful presentation over the 3 days. The attendance by the schools and the general public over the 3 days exceeded 21,000 visitors, not including children under a certain age who were admitted free. Once again, well done to John VK5NI and the members who assisted. The Remembrance Day contest is on this weekend. Best of luck to all who are participating. Tim VK5ZT reported that Ted Cooling became a silent key on the 29th of July and the funeral was on the 5th of August. Early preparations are in place for the club's participation in the next John Moyle Memorial Field Day. More on this at a later time. Ian VK5ZD introduced a website, weather.vk5microwave.net, giving information using BOM data relating to moisture and oxygen in the atmosphere relative to microwave transmissions for those who may be interested. The next Tech Night will be on Wednesday the 21st of August and will be a presentation on VK5 CL contest logging software by Ian VK5ZD. Preparations for JOTA are ongoing, supervised by Bruce VK5VAB. Further update on my adventures into Fusion Radio. The obstacle I was having with the FT2D handheld radio was not my inability to connect to the WiresX program. It was in fact a glitch at the WiresX server in Japan, I think, which ASU corrected within 12 hours overnight when I reported the problem by email. Once again, thanks to Peter, VK5JP, for your assistance. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Potential and member and visitors most welcome. 7-3's Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Now, last Friday night was the general meeting, and we had an excellent lecture by Brenton Summers on his walk up Kokoda Trail. And he did this a few years ago now, but he had lots of experiences to relate and lots of photos of the terrain that he had to trek across. And It shows you what our soldiers had to do during the Second World War when conditions were vastly more arduous for them, facing an enemy in that kind of territory. Explained all the training that he had to do before he went out and took on this task, and it was quite considerable. It's like training for a marathon. And also explained about the equipment they had and how they had porters to help them during the long course of this adventure. So everybody was very impressed with that, so I'd like to thank Brenton Summers for that, and it was certainly a very interesting night. And in the business part of the meeting last Friday night, Charlie, VK5VC, explained that the membership's going along quite well, and we've got quite a few people renewed now, and obviously everybody's taking advantage of the early bird promotion. So don't forget that if you want to take part in the early bird promotion and get yourself a bit of a discount, then make sure that you renew your membership by the September meeting on Friday the 13th. And don't forget also to complete the disclosure of personal information form and return it to Charlie VK5VC. And next weekend will be the annual Remembrance Day contest on the 17th and 18th of August. So get up and give out some numbers, and perhaps VK5 can win the trophy. So see if you can get a good score on next weekend's Remembrance Day contest. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And from SCARC, the South Coast Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Peter, VK5PET, for the South Coast Amateur Radio Club. Last weekend, seven candidates sat the foundation course and examinations. They all did very well in their practicals, and we are hopeful they will have all passed their theory. The new regime means a bit of a wait for their final results, but we are quietly confident of seven new amateurs wanting call signs shortly. The Lighthouse and Lightship weekend is the weekend of the 17th and 18th of August, and once again, VK5ARC will be activating Point Malcolm, the only inland lighthouse in the Southern Hemisphere. If you would like to attend for the weekend or just visit, then let Barry, VK5KBJ, know via email vk5kbj@scarc.org.au or by phone or message to 0412 308 571, so catering can be arranged. If you can't be there, we hope to get you in the log. That's all from me, 73 from SCARC.
Don't forget that relay operators are required for 80 and 40 metres during September. If you can help, please email Trevor on email vk5atq@wia.org.au.
And that's the VK5 local news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.